It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
If you could come back on a Steven Tyler scream, you come back on a Steven Tyler scream.
That's right.
That's what I always say. All right, let's do. We'll do a little updating with BitConnect. Then we'll do some Ann Jackson, and then we'll call it an evening. So a sixth lawsuit has been filed with BitConnect.
Get out. I didn't know that.
All right, then you cover the show.
All right. No. All right, stay in.
All right, fine.
Stay in.
This one's in Northern California. Craig Grant was named as a defendant. And this one. So Craig Grant's fellow promoter and friend, Trayvon James, will go in front of the SEC on March 16th.
Damn.
So now we're not talking civil anymore. Talking criminal.
The SEC doesn't play.
Craig seems to believe that the SEC has said they are doing cryptocurrency with their policies, like trying to do no harm to it. So he's trying to comfort himself that this might keep him safe. But Trayvon apparently is not taking this very seriously. And even Craig is like calling him out. I was like, you don't want to be cocky with the SEC.
No, bad move.
Yeah. Like Trayvon's like saying, you know, I don't even know why I'm bringing a lawyer.
What an asshole.
Wow.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. Craig Grant's being like the voice of reason going,
Wait. Say that phrase again.
I'm just telling you. I'm just reporting the news.
Craig Grant's being the voice of reason. I'm scared.
So I've been watching some of Grant is back to posting videos again. Remember he had taken a hiatus. He pretty much said he's resigned himself to the fact that he may go to jail.
Wow.
Yeah. He admits to promoting unsecured securities, though he claims he had no idea they needed to be secured.
Okay.
You know what, though? What's the name of what you're doing? Securities. What do you think the bottom line is to securities?
Secure.
There you go.
I'm good at this game.
Damn. I said, God damn. Never mind.
I don't. He's making up his new phrase.
He's old. He does that.
God damn.
Happy birthday, God damn. Whatever. He's very random today. This is when we realized Joe had dementia.
Oh my God.
It's not far fetched.
Look, you know,
he knows he's angry. He just doesn't know why. I can see that, Joe. I can see that incarnation of Joe.
Basically, when I say God damn, it's almost like we had when I was in Maine, one of the foremen up there, Sonny Rollins. Like, Sonny, we took down a big oak today. God damn it. It's sort of like saying get it done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes me hate it more. And moving on. Sonny Rollins is a douche.
No, he's not. He was a good guy.
Sure he was. Jack with a fucking catchphrase. Nobody needs that. Nobody ever goes, you know what we need in the cabin? A fucking catchphrase. Cut the tree, stupid. Enough. Not everybody needs to be a fucking showman. Climb up that fucking tree, saw, 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 say timber, there's your catchphrase, and move on with the fucking day.
You watch. Next year, that will be passing through the whole United States, that catchphrase. God damn.
God damn.
Right, because you guys are very good at promoting and marketing. I got the dynamic duo for that over here. Just fucking trust you two to make that catch on. So Craig's putting out a lot of videos again. Once again, he's speaking of the Nigerian scammers.
Oh, okay.
He says he was in a mental hospital in Jamaica years ago. Remember, they tried to pass off that he was nuts. Remember when Juliana was trying to tell me he was nuts?
Yeah.
I wasn't really buying that. He said he had a unique way of speaking, like the way his mind was, and he was speaking like that, which people didn't get, which came out in his Facebook post. So he said they left the Match.com lawsuit because Avalos didn't want to go on Fox News and make media appearances without getting paid, and it was a hassle.
Uh-huh.
We've seen from the attorney.
Without getting paid.
I know.
But you're doing this to promote the lawsuit, so you do get fucking paid.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, all right, they'll fly me. I'll fucking talk to these jackasses on the couch, and hopefully I'll get a nice chunk of $1.5 billion.
Yeah,
how about that?
It's not like they're not interested in money and promotion. And we also saw that the stuff from the lawyers on both sides kind of said, and that because of what I revealed, they had enough. But whatever.
Yeah,
that's
please.
His story. So be it. Let's see. He again brought out that Evan Spencer had a crush on Juliana. There's no way of verifying that. I don't know.
I don't know.
Why not? He says that Avalos became friends with men that had been scammed, and they wanted to give her gifts. Nice story.
Yeah.
The stuff we have kind of show it shows her scamming him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like making up stories, you know, saying there's nothing with Craig.
Yeah. She scammed them. I saw that broad rolling around with a purple dildo. I know what time it is.
It's time for you guys to leave. Just reminded me.
He's got business
this
to do.
This is just a weird saying to say something. Yep, I know what. I saw that purple dildo. I know what time it is.
It's like a fucking clock, but for cock. It's 12 noon all the time with this thing. Yeah. Right, Pip? Anyway. Let's see. He said one gave them, so they wanted to give her gifts. And he was fine with this. Says, hey, it's not my business. He said one gave them a $2,000 bounce house for their bounce house business. He said that was what he was referring to when he says Nigerians gave him money because he figured he's taking the pictures. So this is the universe's way of paying it forward to them.
Oh, okay. They deserve it.
Right. Except it's not really.
Yeah, no.
But that's the way he is rationalizing it. And it's not like I'm next to him going, no. So,
huh?
Yeah. You know, it all sounds good until you look at our website and see all the contacts that they had with scammers.
Yeah.
How Avalos manipulated men to give her gifts and money like a scammer. And the admission that when the spotlight was put on to their illicit activities is what drove him out. It looks good until you go to my website.
Right.
Honestly, I didn't record the video because much of it's stuff we've covered before. And he's just putting out so much videos. He's playing the victim card and the good guy card. It's definitely like a different Craig Grant. It's not the cocky Craig Grant. It's not the angry Craig Grant that we've had,
mm-hmm.
you know, where he's threatening. Remember at one point he threatened Juliana and shit because he was really angry at her.
Right.
It's not the fun loving Craig. I mean, once in a while he mixes up fun. The guy looks distraught.
Wow.
And if I didn't know what I knew, I might feel bad. Yeah. I might feel bad because, you know, his story is, I lost money too, I'm keeping the faith, I'm holding these tokens, I'm getting a lot of hate. You know, every time I go on my YouTube page, there's a lot, people say, oh, drop the soap, you know, you're going to get killed, or, you know, I get it. Every day you go on, there's a lot of hate coming his way.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, they kind of thought it was fun and games when people were getting scammed. I was never able to get the video because I didn't record it at the time. But I saw the video of them laughing when they got sent the picture of her likeness with a fucking scammer and guns and money and shit. I posted on the Davinson Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to look at it that way. But this is his reality now.
Right.
You can believe it. Listen, he still believes in Big Connect. He still has a lot of supporters. And the reality is, and this is not to get political, but it's just so I can make a comparison to people that everybody knows. The reality is, I see a lot of the same things with Trump supporters, in that there's a slew of evidence that somebody's a bad guy and does bad things, but they have a lot of charisma. So people are willing to take them at their word because they went on a journey with them.
Right.
They got sold a bill of goods, and you have all these people pushing hate. But they're like, no, my guy is saying this. Look at him. I believe my guy. So it doesn't matter if you take some people to my page and show them this. It doesn't matter if you go, well, why hasn't Trump done this, that, or the other thing with Russia? How come Trump hasn't said anything, you know, when Russia's showing fucking videos of them bombing fucking Florida? How come, all this stuff to some Trump support, it doesn't fucking matter. That's what I'm saying with some Craig supporters. It doesn't matter. So I get it.
They're all in with him.
They're all in. I get it. And honestly, this guy could run for president. He could do well. The guy, he's a charismatic dude.
Right.
He's got a charm about him.
Well, the cult of personality is a real thing.
So today, I've been corresponding with Craig.
What?
Sent him an email.
Whoa.
I'm interested in having him on the show. I'll treat you. I don't know if he knows who I am, although I used the Davin at davinsden.com. He knows shit got fucked up. He probably should know because our website's quoted all over YouTube and he's aware of that shit.
You should totally know who you are.
Yeah, somebody should know who the fuck I am. About fucking time. Wish me a proper happy birthday, Joe.
Joe, who's this guy?
Who are we sitting next to? Some asshole. Well, you know him. So I'm like, listen, man, I'm going to give you an opportunity. Treat you professional. Treat you courteously. Get your side of the story. Because I would like to... I would like to get his side of the story. Now,
that
I'm not going to
be fascinating.
Now, I'm not going to let him filibuster for an hour. I'm going to bring up points. Yeah. Go, listen, man. There's this, that, the other thing. How do you explain that? And you know, he's like, listen, I'm already popular. Back and forth. I'm already pop. I'm trying to be less popular. I go, no. I get that. I go, but this is a platform outside of YouTube. I go, and my fans have an opinion of your past. And they have an opinion of what's going on with BitConnect and you. So I'm giving you the opportunity to address it. Because I was going back and forth in my mind. Should I just fucking stay out of it? People posted me all over the place. I could comment on this fucking thing and say something snarky. But I'm like, you know what? Going to give him a chance. I don't think he's going to come on the show. But at least I know. Because once before I tried to get Juliana on this show.
Right.
And at least the story then was Evan wouldn't let them talk to us,
right?
Which is very possible, or it might not be.
Yeah, don't.
But I'm giving them.
We'll never know.
I'm giving him the opportunity, and I said, "Well, one thing's for sure: the tone in your videos recently is a lot different than the past ones."
Yeah, did he respond to that?
He hasn't responded to that one. We've corresponded a couple times throughout the day. I don't think I'm going to get him. I'd like to have him. I think it's fair to give him the opportunity because did a lot of research on him. There's a lot of stuff there. I don't think what we did has affected him, but it saved a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be right for him to address it. And Juliana could address it too. Or they don't have to.
I'm frankly stunned that he wrote back to you because he should know the part that you and the show played in destroying their lawsuit and everything that's on the website that really like is damaging to his businesses. And so he must have, I mean, unless there's like such a plethora of websites that are denouncing him that we don't know about.
No, well, when they
know what I mean?
When they do, they all fucking go back to us.
They go back to, yeah. So I'm just saying that how could he, somebody who's that self-involved, you're not going to Google yourself and see what people are saying about you and, like, lead it right back to us. And then he, like, you reach out to him. He talks to you? I'm stunned.
But I'm not. First of all, for the most part on the site, well, towards the end I get snarky. But for the most part on the site, I'm not fucking snarky. It's like, here are the facts.
Right.
And I'm saying, I am going to give you, and you know me, I would give him the chance.
Yes.
To tell his version. Now, I would say, but then explain this. It's like, you know, if you weren't cool with the scammers, why are so many of them your friends?
Right.
Why do you have these pages with them? You know, look at these texts between Juliana and this victim. And he could say, well, I don't know what she was doing. And that's fine.
Right.
But the reality is it was going on underneath your roof.
And like, dude, you know
benefited.
This all looks bad. You know?
You benefited. And you could talk to me now, but, I mean, there's a chance when it goes to court they're going to show a pattern of behavior. There's a chance the website could be used.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't think he knows who you are.
Thanks, pal.
Let me finish. I don't think he knows who you are, but as soon as he does a little bit of research or gets curious, he wouldn't come on.
No, it would be suicide. It really would. Even though if you were even handed with him, it would be suicide.
The guy's a gifted talker.
Yeah, but it's like this is a delusion beyond most delusions. And
that plays a lot into it. There's a lot of delusion here.
And listen, if that motherfucker goes on and is like rambling on and on, you better be playing some blah blah underneath him.
Play blah blah. Play his fucking rap. Play Juliana singing. No, but listen. Do you think it was? What do you think of me reaching out? Take a breath, woman.
Yeah, that was an awfully big intake of air. Excuse me.
It's like you saw Ron Jeremy's cock for the first time.
My
which
goodness.
Which was my weekend, by the way.
We'll discuss
that when we do the interview with Ron.
I'm not so sure which of us got the
well, I assure you there was no short stick in what I was watching.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I chose what I chose,
yep.
Even though
I gave
you the scarred. Truth. I am scarred. No, I'm sorry.
I
got distracted by the Ron Jeremy
I said, what do you think
story.
Of me reaching out?
Oh, I'm not shocked because I know you, and you will try things that it wouldn't occur to me to try. Like, my natural instinct would, I wouldn't even think, about trying to talk to them because it's like, they're not going to talk to me. But I have to hand it to you. You've gotten a lot of things this way, just going and asking the question, throwing it out there. So, I mean, good call.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not?
At least now I can say I gave them an opportunity with the Match.com thing.
Yes.
They turned me down.
Right.
I gave them an opportunity with the BitConnect thing.
Yep.
They turned me down.
Right.
Which is fine. I tried to give them a voice on the platform, which really has done a lot to hamper their reputation.
Yeah.
So I gave them the opportunity to go, listen, this is what I got. Where am I wrong?
Right.
Where are these screenshots wrong? Where are these text messages wrong? What are we misunderstanding?
Yeah.
Because...
are we really misunderstanding you?
Whatever. It's not done yet. I mean, there's a chance he could decide. I'm not going to pursue heavily. I threw it out there.
Yeah.
He can come on. He's welcome.
If you're too overbearing, he'll definitely
right,
say
exactly.
No. So just put out the line and let him.
Yeah, that's what I did. I said, no, it's your chance. They have an opinion of you. I'm giving you an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So we'll see. I tried.
Yeah.
And it was not an easy decision for me because I've been thinking about it for a while. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like watching this guy. I'm like, this guy's in a different headspace right now. Mm-hmm. So it appears.
Yeah. I, like you said, I'd almost.
Because he can go to jail.
Yeah.
His videos are becoming like confessionals. Like, you know, he's in a different fucking space. It's hitting home. Maybe he feels bad for the people who lost money. I don't know.
He could feel bad about that. He could also feel bad that, you know, the end might be near with all his shenanigans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing he got busted on. I mean, you do that lawsuit. You put that lawsuit, Match.com. It falls through. All right, what did it cost me? Not that much. And why? It wasn't a matter of going to jail or not. This, he put his foot in cow shit, and he's getting hauled to justice.
Yeah.
And it's a damn good case. He's going to the who's gal.
Now, the reality is, we've never seen if Craig is remorseful. We assumed no.
Yeah.
We've never really seen his reaction to all this. I think he's delusional. I think he tells himself things to make it okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Avalos is not remorseful.
No, she's cold.
So she might be colder than him.
Yeah, it's possible.
I think
I would think so.
Yeah. So, whatever. I tried. It's out there. I tried. There's your BitConnect Craig Grant update. I'm not recording all these videos. Other people are doing it. I don't feel like fucking sitting through videos. I mean, he put out an hour. He sent me his first response was he sent me the hour and 47 video that he made.
Oh my god.
I go. I've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
It covered a lot of things that you've covered previously.
Oh, okay.
You know, cause
how full of yourself do you have to be to put out an hour and 47 minute video?
I don't know. I fucking tell myself people want to listen to me for an hour at a time and then 3 hours on fucking Tuesday. So that's pretty fucking full of myself, too. I don't know.
Joe.
I mean, we're all a little full of ourselves, you know? He's an interesting cat.
Mm.
Yeah.
Some people, listen, like Trump, some people have that, like Bill Clinton, some people have that charisma that you gravitate to them. I mean, like Trump never did it for me. Mm-hmm. Craig never did it for me, mm-hmm. but I could recognize. I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't float my boat.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, he's got something natural about him.
Mm-hmm. It's too bad that he couldn't pursue something positive with it.
Well, maybe he'll run for president. I don't know what to tell you.
All
right. Let's do some Ann Jackson.
Okay.
Let me get out of here. Give me some sugar.
Here's some categories. All right. First, of course, we know it's Mr. Davin.
Is it?
Yes, it is. The second one I am ever hopeful that it's going to be some Damn It All Red.
Okay.
All right. And the third one is simply the phrase, so-called.
All right. Five Mr. Davins.
All right.
No Damn It All Reds.
Okay.
Dude, last week was a big Damn It All Red week, Jeff.
I know, but...
2 weeks, 3 weeks, whenever the fuck we did.
Whatever it was.
Funny. I'm going to go with seven so-calls.
Whoa.
Seven so-calls.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cool drink. Oh, the seven so-called.
Yeah, right.
Well, Joe's girl is being very conservative. She says three.
She's wearing a long dress.
Three Mr. Davins, no Damn It All Red, and one so-called.
Not a fan of your topics.
No, I guess not. I'm going to say four Mr. Davins, at least one Damn It All Red, and I'm going to go with five so-called.
Yeah, right. Mr. Davin!
Another
right
one.
Off the bat.
I do believe in Mr. Green. Why not? In some ways, because I trust his personality. Here we go. We're back, right back in the fucking shit again.
Oh, God, she's drinking the Kool-Aid already.
Yes, she is. That's enough, Joe. Sorry. It's a fine song, but we've had enough for this evening. Are you caterwauling?
Once again, I've done nothing.
I'm glad we agree. You walked right into that one. Mm. I went back to look for the conversations between me and Green. He is an honest man.
Oh, my God. Woman.
I did do unrest report before to UN. I sent mails 5 times every day, 2 weeks in a row. They fucking love that.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
The inbox.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I got the reply from idiot Melvin Santos. Please read the conversations. Me is the first person who told Green about UN.
Okay. Me is.
And me is for Cookie, and Cookie is for me. UN replied to me, and then sent message to Green. I do not lie. About UN funds, I did send mails to Melvin Santos asking about UN funds. In fact, Mr. Green did not know it. So this is from a conversation dated February 16th, 2013. And this is between Anne and Mr. and Green Parker. All right. Saying, go. I'm begging UN to change law. UN funds transfer is very easy. I do not know it well. Then how do you know it's easy, stupid? I good thing she doesn't have conversations with me like this.
Oh, my God. Rippity rip.
I am asking Dr. Melvin. Dr. Melvin. Dr. Melvin.
Dr. Melvin?
I will tell Mr. Eric, too.
Okay.
Because the victims are broke. I am asking about this issue. And Parker Green says, yes. He also says, Dr. Eric can make the documents. Sure, we got Photoshop right here. Whatever you need, sweet tits.
Yeah, we've seen some of those documents. They're pretty poor.
Anne says, wow. Parker goes, and the transfer will be made easy. Sure, I got a guy. Anne goes, it is true.
No, it's not.
She says it is.
Sorry.
You go, you see, people do not ask. Parker goes, only the documents and transfer fees only. Anne goes, I can do the research. Parker goes, yes. Fucking amuse yourself. Anne goes, we paid too much. They should return it to us. Parker goes, two documents. Anne goes, I mean the amount we paid. They are against IMF funds. Parker says, affidavit of oath. And then he goes, who?
Affidavit of oath again?
Oath.
It's the affidavit of oath. That's me in your castle. Lower your drawbridge.
Do you know what he's babbling about?
I'm not quite sure, but I liked it.
It's kind of like your first time having sex.
I'm not quite sure, but I like it. Yeah.
Not on the face. Not on the face. Not on the face.
I think these are exact quotes.
And the young Helix was scarred for life. Never could she look at an undercarriage the same. Anne goes, the documents from UN, they are against IMF funds, and they can slip the funds. No need to pay too much. Parker goes, if you can pay for it, Dr. Melvin will process it. Then Parker goes, no. No need again. Anne goes, I know it. Parker goes, just the two documents. Parker goes, affidavit of oath and the transfer certificate only. Anne goes, I do not know what to say. Parker goes, okay.
Just as usual.
Anne goes, we had known it earlier. We did not need to pay a lot. Parker goes, you see? But Parker goes, but I believe UN. Dr. Melvin. Anne goes, of course. This is a stupid conversation.
Yeah.
Anne goes, he is good. Anne goes, he sent delegates to Eric immediately. Parker goes, ask him how much it will cost to obtain the two documents, and IMF will release funds back to you. Ask Dr. Melvin. Anne goes, okay. I will ask. And I will tell Eric, too. Parker goes, you have to be faster. It's getting flaccid.
What?
Oh, I added that.
Oh.
It's just to see if you're awake there.
Joe heard about a cock. He's all ears.
He's all ears.
Anne goes, yes. No, that's not that conversation. I'm asking now. I CC to Eric and you and James. And Parker goes, Dr. Melvin can help very well. Anne goes, okay. Parker goes, okay, good. This is from February 4th. Why put shit in chronological order?
No, of course
just
not.
Give me fucking random conversation.
That's
and
what
an
she
asshole
does.
Will read it on the air.
That's what we do.
Yep. Anne goes, Mr. Green, are you there? Anne goes, Jennifer is crying. I am crying too. By the way, UN replied to me. Parker goes, yes. Anne goes, I am asking UN to support IC3 and Interpol. I am trying. This is all I ask. Only. Because 419 scam kills people. That's the penal code in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Parker goes, UN is very big org. Anne goes, I made it. I am crying. Parker goes, they will arrest lots of people. Sure they will.
Yeah.
Anne goes, I also CC to Jennifer. Really? Please tell Brown and Eric. Please. Forward it to Brown. Parker goes, Brown suffer too much. Anne goes, yes. Parker goes, I feel petty for him.
Do you?
I think it was the Wildflowers album.
Oh, okay. You know.
Yeah, that would damn the torpedoes. Damn
the torpedoes, much better.
I feel petty for him, and I won't back down.
Oh.
I'm running down a dream. No?
No. I have a feeling she's not an American girl.
No, I don't think she is.
No.
Joe?
It's The Last Dance with Mary Jane.
Should stop a pip. And I'm trying to raise money. Well, stroke it. Blow it. Anyway. And goes, I can get 40,000 yen. And goes, wait, I am crying. Dear Mummy Rika. And, oops, fuck it. Doesn't matter if it's going on so long. Who fucking knows? Dear Mummy Ann. Scratch it like when Pip gave her real name. You'll never find it. I will try my best to contact Mr. Ota. That's the, I guess that's the guy that works in her school.
Oh, yes. She's mentioned it before.
Yes. Remember, Jennifer wants to get a job there.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, wants to get a job with Ann.
Of course.
Please contact my Ota. Please, I don't give one fucking iota. Please, I am crying too.
Call my Yoda.
Oh, okay.
Call my
Yoda.
Thank
you.
I'm going to ask my friend to borrow me some money. I will not tell my dad. And I will fly to Japan. Please do. And there's a farter on the plane.
It's Jennifer.
Yes. Please, something stinks. Please do not tell me, Dad, okay? I love you so much. You're a sincerely daughter, Jennifer. Anne goes, I have to ask Brown how to reply to UN. Please ask Brown and to reply to UN. And then she goes, after this, I got the mail from Melvin Santos, who sent two delegates to Eric Bohr. Anne goes, so Parker tries to get her attention. Anne goes, what do you want? I just can get some money. I will go to jail. I told you. I will go to jail. Parker says, UN sent delegates. Anne goes, to where? To France, Parker says. It is good, Anne says. Parker goes, they are meeting with Eric. Anne goes, it is good. I am happy for this. This is what I can do. I will go to jail. Why are you fucking happy?
I can go to jail. Yay.
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 Stupid. Parker goes, serious issues. That is good. No. This conversation blows. Anne goes, it is really serious. I know it. I sent the evidence to UN. I did it. I collect them. Parker goes, Eric tried to send money to Brown today. Anne goes, hope people can get help. Parker goes, they saw it. Anne goes, watch the videos. I think so. Parker goes, yes. Good. Then she goes, truly speaking, Green got injured many times in the war zone. I think I saw a fucking video of it at the Oscars.
Oh, damn. As soon as you said that, I knew that was coming. All right.
Well, you could tell. I was erect. This is why I worry about his daughter. Once he told me maybe the bombs will kiss his ass.
What?
You heard her.
Maybe the bombs will kiss his ass.
Once he told me, maybe the bombs will kiss his ass. All he worries is his daughter. This is why. Anne goes, it hurts. Parker goes, yes, a lot. Anne goes, you must get shot.
Hey.
You must get shot.
That's not really nice.
Anne goes, a big shot.
What the hell? What is she talking about? Like a cannon?
Maybe sauce on the face. Parker goes, really? Okay. Anne goes, you should.
Wait, that's crazy. She's telling him to get shot?
Parker goes, I will see the medical team now. I think for medicine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think we had the wrong shot.
Get a big shot.
Anne goes, get a big shot.
Yeah, no, make sure you don't come home with the clap.
That's funny.
Please. Parker goes, send the money you have now. Like a fucking scammer.
Yeah, right.
Brown is waiting. Anne goes, today is off. Holiday. Parker goes, tell Brown now. I will go there in the afternoon. Parker says, okay. And scene.
Wow. I did terrible. Well, that was...
You're, at least you're consistent.
Yeah, I know. There was one Mr. Davin, and nobody was close to that. They're both Joe and Joe's girl knew that there were not going to be any damn it
not
all
a
red.
Damn it all red night.
So they both got zero. And then there was no so-called anything. So nobody guessed that. So
so-called bit.
Yeah, it was. You know what? Nobody really won that one.
All right.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But it was quick.
It was quick. And to the point.
And it was quick and to the point.
Yes.
I don't really know what we accomplished with that.
I don't think we moved any forward.
No.
That was like
we take a step backwards to tell you the truth.
Yeah, because she was talking about old stuff.
Yeah. Well, we'll bring back Jane next week. Good stuff with Jane.
Awesome.
All right. Tao of Energy and is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Dam is Den. We have a great show coming up on March 23rd with Coleman Green, so check that on out. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Most certainly do. Side-Splitting Productions, all of your entertainment needs. Sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, especially comedy. Pip, what you got crack-a-lackin'?
Well, I don't have anything going on, but as usual.
No sauce to the face this weekend?
No, I really hope not. Especially
you're
since
not a team player.
I'm going away with my girlfriend. There better not be sauce to my face.
Oh, squirts. If Mr. Helix walks in and goes, you know, I really want to do this one time.
I would have to say no.
Really?
Yeah, not doing that. Hmm. Yeah.
Very uppity.
Drawing the line there. Yeah.
Really?
No sauce to the face.
Hmm.
Yeah, no.
Because it's demeaning? You have glasses.
It's demeaning, and that shit's not getting in my eyes. No.
You have glasses.
Oh, no. I
it's like driving through a snowstorm.
No, it's not.
Your windshield.
Yeah, no. No, it doesn't have to be there.
Ever splash somebody in the face, Joe?
No.
I don't think I have either. But I want to now. Now that now
look at the shitstorm I've stirred.
Now that I found it so popular on the interwebs.
Oh, wow. Shitstorm. Wait a minute, did they say that in the weather? I know that we're going to get a storm.
Don't stick
tomorrow.
Your tongue out for that.
Yeah. You had a problem with acid rain?
That's hysterical.
Oh, God. Oh,
funny. I think the show is coming up full circle, jerk.
Yes, it has.
All right, Joe.
I'm going to be at Wise.
Did you promote your thing?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks. That's a nice segue. Yeah, a circle jerk. Okay, so let me talk about Mr. Helix's radio show. Yeah, Mr. Helix is on every afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're just finding out.
I'm having a moment.
It's like Joe doing his fucking plug. Joe doesn't know where the hell he's going to be half the time. I'm going to be someplace, so check another site instead of listening right now when I have the microphone and can fucking tell you if I wrote shit where I was going to be. That's what you sound like right now.
I know. Well, I've got PTSD from all that sauce.
Post-traumatic sauce disorder. Or splooch.
Oh, God.
Splooch.
Oh, God.
Yes, yes. Now that you've said that, let me.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes. See, these are all, you could be part of this. You're cheating yourself and Mr. Healer. Think about the Thanksgiving conversation.
Oh, no, we're not.
Remember that time when I unstuffed you?
When I unstuffed
you. Well, sure, he stuffed you and then he unstuffed.
Oh, well, yeah, no, that seems to be what has happened.
It's like the inside of an Oreo. It's good stuff.
Double stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what he had. Double stuff.
That'd be a threesome. Not a threesome show.
Yeah.
Is that just the noise you make when you sit in the fucking corner and the other people having sex?
No, I'm a savant in the orgy.
You're the savant?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You can do a Rubik's Cube
while
they're getting
fucking,
laid? What
do you mean? People are fucking going, I want to watch Wapner. Got to watch Wapner.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
4 p.m. Got to watch Wapner. Blowjobs later. Got to watch Wapner.
Oh, my God. Honey, I'm really sorry that this is the conversation that's couched.
All right, do it nicely. Start it again.
Okay. On HudsonRiverRadio.com, every 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., you can listen to Mr. Helix's radio show, which is a combination of good music and comedy. So,
what?
Yeah, he's funny. So, yeah, he is. So listen to Mr. Helix every 3
Give us an example of Mr. Helix's biting repartee on the radio.
I don't have an example.
You should. You live with him. You listen to the show every day.
Yeah, but I don't have
If you would have told me he's a good DJ and he really knows about the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the way to go. That was the way to go. And he'll tell you stuff about the songs that you wouldn't know. And he'll play stuff that you don't normally hear on classic rock stations. He'll give you real deep cuts and artists that you don't get to hear. He'll expose you to some really cool stuff. That would have been good.
Thank you. HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Yeah. There's a reason to listen now.
Why should I say all that shit? You just did it.
Because you didn't do it right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's done now.
He's welcome too. Joe, what should I read for you?
I'll be at Wisecrackers Comedy Club in the Poconos at Mohegan Sun. I'll be there Friday night on the 9th and Saturday on the 10th. For reservations, 1-866-424-2411. And then I will be at McGuire's. I will be doing a 3 o'clock show and a 7 o'clock show on Sunday. If you want tickets for that, 631-467-5413.
3 o'clock show?
Yeah, 3 o'clock matinee and then a 7.
I know what matinee means, but for what?
They have a fundraiser. So we do a fundraiser. If anybody wants to come to the show, they can come too.
3 p.m.?
Yeah.
What are they raising funds for? The dead?
No, baseball, kick line, you know, shit like that.
Kick line?
What's kick line?
What's kick line?
Kick line, like cheerleading and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
3 p.m.
All right. It could happen. Could be a nice brunch.
Nice brunch?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, you want to listen to some jokes and have mimosas with Joe Curry.
That sounds awesome.
Sounds fucking great.
I tell you, though, you used to, you know, you get done with the first show and you go back out, you know, because it's like a 2-hour break between shows. You walk out of the club, you feel like Dracula. Because you used to walk out of the club at night, walk out, oh, it's the sun, holy the shit. Sun.
What is that?
It's very early.
It's
discombobulating. I would, 3 p.m. show, unless you're in an old age home. That's a very weird time. But they do them all the time, so I guess they know what they're doing. Do the kids come to the show? It's early enough.
Not really, no.
It's unfortunate.
It's adult content.
What does that mean? You talk about your dick? It's adult content. What does that fucking mean? Adult content means you're going to talk about very juvenile material. That's what adult content means.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really, who the fuck do we think we are? It's adult content. Really?
Fart jokes.
Yeah. You're talking about farting and jerking. You're talking about the shit teenage boys talk about, and you're calling it adults. So teenage boys who would really appreciate the shit can't come to the show. And that's why comedy's so ass backwards with marketing. Say we're going to talk about boobies and invite everybody.
Okay.
We got a point, right? Get more people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Comedy's a dying art.
Boobies.
I'd like a tribute to the fundraising show. Maybe the Oscars can do that. All right. Side-Splitting Productions presents live comedy in Wanacue, New Jersey at Il Palazzo, starring Brad Lowry, Gary Keschner, Jason Scoop, and Lonnie Bray. For tickets, call 973-839-9696. I'll be hanging out there, and I will be thrilled that I am not doing comedy this week, because the last fucking 3 weeks have been insane.
He's traumatized.
I've had a lot of shows.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of shows, a lot of travel, not a lot of days off, doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So I think the audience can use a break. I think I've done enough damage.
Right. I'm sure.
Well, next week, Kevin Israel.
Nice.
It's going to be fun with Jane, a little crossover.
Yeah,
with Jane.
That'll be awesome.
Jane's back. She's raising her game. Got good stuff coming with Jane. Then the week after that, Ron Jeremy, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week after that, April Fool's show.
Yeah, good shows right back to back.
I'm really torn with this political stuff. There's so many bad politicians this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Yes.
I don't think Joe can go with Hillary this year. She's not really had much of a year.
Yeah, she's not really doing much.
Was he going to go Pelosi? She's not doing much.
I don't know. He'll have to work.
Yeah, he's going to have to work. We have a much more deeper bench to go to, as luck would have it.
Oh, so many things to choose.
Although I think a Democrat just fucking resigned. A governor just resigned. For banging somebody.
Oh, I missed that.
I think that happened today. So you can sniff around that, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Doing yeah. work for you. What?
Sniff around.
Well, after what you've talked about, you filthy fucking animal. All right. That's it. I've had enough. I want you out.
He says this every week, everybody.
Yes. Thank you, everybody.